Yerushalmi Brachos Daf Nun Ches. We're starting from the Gemara, excuse me, Nun Zayin on the Beis. Mishnah is quoted, Ha'ivel ifnei ateva v'tah. A person is davening for the Amid, and he made a mistake. And the Mishnah says there, if he made a mistake, the question when someone else takes over, where should he continue from? Where should he continue from? So Gemara says, that was the halak of the Mishnah. And the Gemara discusses a machlokes and unogeya to where a person starts from, where you make a mistake, and where that mistake is that's contingent upon where you're going to start. Zakti Gemara. Yosef ben Chanina b'shem Rab Chananya ben Gamliel. Toh b'shalosh brachos harishonos. Chozer b'tchila. A person made a mistake in the first brachos. First three brachos of Shemoneh Esrei. So then you go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. Why do you have to go back if you made it in the third bracha? Because these are all Birchas Shvach. And Birchas Shvach, all it's like one big bracha, even though it's three separate brachas, but it's all like one theme, the Birchas Shvach. And therefore, Birchas Shvach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, you have to go back to the beginning of it. The Shaila is whether this is considered in the Gemara, whether this is considered the din of a Shliach Tzibur or the din of an individual, what is the Gemara referring to? So we're going to see in the Gemara that is that nafkamina, if a Shliach Tzibur makes a mistake or an individual makes a mistake. Pashas over here, we're talking about if an individual makes a mistake, because the Gemara coming up in a moment. Another halacha on the Rebbe Chanan Bergeni Rashi Rab, Tov B'Shalosh Brachos Achronos, Chozer Le'Avoda. Same concept, if you make it in any of the last three brachas, which are all Birchos Avodah, so you go back to, you don't have to go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei, but you go back to the Hodah, beginning, the first of the of Hodah, beginning of Hodah, which are the last three brachos. So you have to go back to the Avodah, the Modin. Says the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Chelbo, Hunan B'Shem Avodah, says Halacha, and has more of a quotes both halachas and says a third halacha as well. Tav shalosh brachos hashan chozal b'chilo, as we said. Shalosh brachos achronos chozal avoda, as we just finished saying. The last two brachos, you have to go back to avoda. Tav yinodei eichen to. But now he has a new halacha of a person makes a mistake and doesn't know where he made a mistake. He doesn't know where he's up to. Chozal makam abarla. You go back to the place that you're borrowed, that you're clear, that you were up to. And that is the place to go. Now, what's the chiddush, right? You think that, of course, you go back to where you barlo. Says the Pnei Moshe, l'makom sheyodeya vaday. We know where you were up to surely, but you said where you're surely up to. La'osa habrochem eshamei lechiasko. And from there, you continue. Now, what's the chiddush? Why should you go back and say things that you already know that you said? So, of course, the chiddush is pashut, but it's really not so pashut. The famous Kilas Yaakov in Brachos here, the stipler goes to the whole Arichos, that the Brachos could be all one din, where if you don't have the order of the Brachos properly, you're not yotze the whole Shemoneh Esrei. So, the mashal, if you're saying Rafa'inu, and then you skip Baruch Aleinu when you say the next bracha, and then you realize that later you skip Baruch Aleinu. Can you do it out of order? Can you go back to that bracha? Should you just forget about it? Just continue Shemoneh Esrei? You have to start again. The stipler has all arichas there. Whether it's a it's one din tefillah, memela could be a din that way. You can't go. You can't if you skip one, it's totally on the other. The Rashi is like that. Here the Gemara seems to say not so. That you go back to where you're up to, where you're clear, and beyond that, even if you may have a mistaking and say a bracha over again, it's what you're allowed to do, but not clear in normally the halakhas that we say about saying something over with a suffix bracha levatola. But the Gemara definitely says over here, this halakha and halakha psuka, as you go back to Mokam Abarlo, go back to the place where you know for sure. Gemara's a ma'aseh, racha, yidam ha'pazan yasvin b'chad nishta. Avachar and Rav Yehuda Baz were sitting in the shul. Osi avachad kumei tuyof. The person came and went to daven. The eshkachad bracha, and he forgot one of the brachas in Shemoneh Esrei. Also, Shalom Rav Simon. The people came to Rav Simon to ask him, what should he do? Should he go back and say that bracha that he missed? That forgot two or three brachas did not have to go back to repeat them. Now, the question is, does that mean two or three, even if he got a lot of them? As long as he had the main brachas, the first three, the last three? Or do we say that no, two or three means two or three, but if he had more than that, he forgot, he would definitely have to go back? That is the shaila. So we paskin halacha again that we talked the halacha of a sheyatzibur that's davening and he forgot. We say he does not have to go back. Does not have to go back because the idea is that it's tirchel tzibur. It's a tirchel tzibur to go back now, and everyone has to wait for him to go back. And mitaytora chatzibur says the Pnei Moshe to go back to start this breakfast that he said that he's missed. Would be an arichus, would be to take too long. Mamela, therefore, the halacha is that he doesn't have to go back. Again, the question is whether you, all of them, here again, when it says two or three, is it two or three or most, a majority, or just dafka up to three? That's a shaila in the poskim, whether it means dafka this or not. And but the halacha is that shetzi b'taka, if he can, he should go back. We can correct him to go back, but if not, if he already passed the next bracha, do not have to go back. Mishum tirchel tzibur. Gemara says we have our halacha. Ashgak tanei upalik. A tana was found. Upalik who argues. Here they have a shayla again. What does the Gemara mean? Upalik. The Rash Salur says mechalek. Sheish bracha shemasalkenoso. Umiosin bracha shemina mefakim bin nachias amesim. We mustn't explain. We make a difference. We make a nafkamina. A tana tanya upalik. A tanya who makes a difference in a chiluk when we go back between brachas. Some brachas we go back, some brachas we don't have to go back if you skipped. Hakolim maksirim bo, for all the brachas that you make in Knesset, you don't have to go back if you left it out, except misha oyma machai mesim, machnia zeidim, boni yushalayim. These three brachas in Knesset, if you forgot them, made a mistake, you have to go back. And if you don't go back, not only do you have to go back, says the halacha, hey maksirim also, and we don't let him go back. Not only that, we say we don't even let him go back. And it was not that the if he can go ahead and he can replace the bracha, if he can go ahead and right away immediately go back to the bracha, but if he's not, if it's taking any time, he doesn't remember. So then we don't have to wait. We go get someone else to finish three brachas. We don't allow him the time to go ahead and to try to remember what those brachas were. That we don't do. And the question is, why not? Why b'dafka these? I said, because the Gemara is going to say, because we're choshesh, these three brachas, and he omer minu. I say he's considered maybe a min. Because the min, he doesn't believe in tchias ha-mesim. He doesn't believe in bunei Yerushalayim, the old Mashiach coming. He doesn't believe in tchias ha-edim, a Rasha. He's referring to the Rishayim. He's a Rasha. So if he's a min, he's a Rasha, the brachas are referring to him. So he doesn't want to say the bracha on purpose. So he left it out on purpose. So Melech, therefore, halacha would be that we say in these three brachas, Maxirino. So there we have to go back and we would have to have someone else come and finish the davening. Unless he changes it immediately. But if he doesn't, if he's struggling to remember, then the halacha is we do not let him continue the Shemoneh Esrei if he forgets in these two brachas. Okay. The Tumah Neachrayim, the Charedim, and others, Nageya to the Gemara Bavli, which quotes this Chazal as well, but only mentions the bracha if he skips Matnias Eidim, the Koshish of the Min. We don't say it here, the Yerushalmi says it also on the other two brachas as well, on the brachas of Chai Mesim and Boni Yerushalayim. And the question is it Lafuke? Is there Machlokas, probably Yerushalmi in this? Agabe all three cases, or just Agabe one case they agree on? Or is it Gemara really agreed, probably agrees to hear? It's just, it didn't mention it, but we would agree that these two brachas are integral because therefore it would be considered maybe it's considered a min, and therefore you would have to, someone else would have to complete it if he doesn't remember right away. Says the Gemara. Gemara says, there's a ma'isa, Shmuel HaKatan becoming Yotar. Shmuel HaKatan went to Davin, the shul, got to Davin in the shul. And he forgot Machnei Zedim. The Sofa Sharei Mashkin Alayim, at the end, they started the next bracha. They told him, people told him. So Mashkel, they told him what was going on. That they went, and for sure Mashkel, he was looking to see if they're going to take him. Reading that he started the next bracha, halakha is that we maxiuno, so we don't let him finish, and we get somebody else. So the question is, can he can he go? Can he participate in the bracha? Can he? What should he do? Can he go ahead and say the bracha again? The case was over there. He began to look around, see if they're going to go ahead, and they were lining up to impeach him, to get him off the shulchan, get him off the omelet, because he left out this bracha because he's a min. So Amalei and Anola Shira Chum Mekach. The Chum didn't mean you. Mamela, therefore, that's not a concern. When do we have some concern? If it was maybe it's a min, maybe someone left it out on purpose because he doesn't believe in being in Yerushalayim. And the whole Maaseh is about Shmuel HaKatan. Shmuel HaKatan was the one who authorizes this bracha. And Mamela, it's more meaningful that his bracha is included, discussion included in this Yerushalmi about whether it's whether Allah would be, whether we would have to go back or put someone else up, whether we're still cautious that he's a min at this time. Okay. So Chazal says, the Mizrash Mislot says, when Lasei Lo Shiru Chacham Chacham Lahamtin Lo Kach, Chacham didn't wait to, you know, as they waited, but look, Pliu Sukkah, they didn't take him, they were willing to wait, but they didn't wait, they didn't take him down. But the Gemara said, if it didn't come right away, then you're not Mechoyev to wait. We shouldn't wait, and therefore, so we tell him that we assume he's a min, and we let someone else go in to do that. However, this case was different. Shmuel HaKatan was the one who authored the bracha of anyway of Machzinim. The Chacham said, "It's not you, the someone like you." As the Pnei Moshe says, "Lo yalakam." Okay, we want the whole law doesn't apply to you. Tuvade adam kamoska ein aksher lebeka. We never cautious you, a person like you, to be anything more than the great tzaddik you are. So therefore, it would not have been by Shmuel HaKatan. It's interesting that the very author of this bracha, the one that Marzal Arika said, couldn't find anyone to do it, and it was him. He was able, the only one that was ready to do it, and yet he forgot his own bracha. The halacha of the Kazeh, we don't say we don't have to say if he didn't do it, since he's above board, there's no problem if he would go ahead and do it at any time. Okay, says the Gemara. Gemara talks about, we had this Gemara for Yaakov Abadavich, Gemara about Ben Elezer. So a person is suffering whether you said Yalav Yavo in Rosh Chodesh, and you don't know if you said or you didn't say it. Halok Maxirah, so you go back and you say Yalav Yavo. We have to go back and say Yalav Yavo. Now this we know the halok is interesting. What's the shaila? He was not saying that he forgot. We know the halok is he forgot. We already discussed it earlier. He forgot Yalav Yavo. Of course you have to go back. But he had a question. Suffik Hiske Shalosh Chodesh. Is a suffik whether he said it or not? He's not sure. Normally it's a Durabonon. So it should be subject to Rabban Lakula. We should say you shouldn't go ahead and do it again. But the local, we don't say that. We say that, assume that he didn't say it. Even though he says he's a suffix, we have to assume he didn't say it because you have to have 30 days, 90 times to say it for a person to become Magali Bipumye. That's why the rule is the local is if we say, if you forget, you think you say Mashav Ruach, you say Moed Atol instead of Mashav Ruach Manageshem, you're not sure if you said it, you have up to 30 days. If the first 30 days you weren't sure, Bastami didn't say it. But after 30 days, we completed these many Shemoneh Esreis, we assume that you got it right, and that you're not going to, and that you obviously didn't say it because you would. It's part of your Shemoneh Esrei. The regular Shemoneh Esrei is not to say Yalviyavo because it's not done except on the days of Rosh Chodesh. Okay, so the Gemara says that the. So we say now that you go back, where do you go back to? When I said you go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei, you go back to just where you're supposed to say Yal V'Yavo. Shemoneh Esrei, Yom Shnei Ekanin. Malachir, Raglav, the rule is very simple, what we had before. Hey, Malachir, Raglav, if you want to put your steps back already, so then Malachir is, you can go back to Kalkhila. Because you finished the Shemoneh Esrei, you took your three steps back, you finished it, you have to now go back. And Malachir, if you didn't, you still didn't go back yet, even if you finished the words of Shemoneh Esrei, but you didn't actually step back yet, then you only have to go back to the Avodah, to the Avodah. You only have to go back to the Avodah. The Gemara says, they only have to go back to the Avodah. says the Gemara. The Gemara, as it continues this discussion, Gemara says, "I'm going to be Rabbi Avi. I see a das kamisha agur akla. Person went ahead and was he had masia das. His mind wandered, and he didn't akur raklov. Right. So then the question is, it's the domi. It's kamisha avi raklov. In other words, it's not the physical thing that you're stopping. You're putting your feet to go back. It's the completion of Shemoneh Esrei. That's just the mandates. That's just the way we complete it. You say you wrote some repeat, and we step back. So therefore, it's the But however, if a person see a das many, you don't know. You know, you forgot to do it. So now you're standing there. You forgot to go back. So now the question is, where are you? Where are you holding? When you say chozer, is this considered? You have to go back to the beginning. And we just finished saying, if you're Aka Raglov, you have to go back to the beginning. If you're not Aka Raglov, you can go back to the avoda. So when the person didn't see a das, he didn't actually move his feet, but his mind wandered. He's not exactly sure where he's up to. Then we look at it like as if you're Aka Raglov, and male, therefore, you have to go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. Gemara says, Gemara is an interesting case. What about a person who realizes that Tachnius Richa, and I realize that say Alviyavo? Gemara says, what's the halacha? Gemara says, a person who normally says things, tefillos after, tachinos, tefillos after he steps back, which we have in many Siddur, that you have the things, the tefillos that we say. Yeratzon Mirpi, people say the names of the Kainet Tsar, etc. Yeratzon, Shabbat Yisrael Mikdash. So therefore, these are things that we normally say. So the question is, when you say that, what's the status of that? Well, you're talking about Tzricha. If you say, do you have it? And therefore, the halacha applies to you. Mara says, and therefore, since, right? Because even though, since you weren't Aka Raglov, even though you're saying Tachnunim, but it's considered as if it's over. Well, your Shemoneh Esrei is over. The other would say, no, since you actually didn't go back yet, so maybe you only have to go back l'avoda. What do we do? And as we said before, that you finished tefillah. What is the level of finishing tefillah we're talking about? Is it talking about where you actually left and now or not? Are we saying in the cases where he's standing there, he's still saying the techinos, he didn't move back, but he's saying it. Is that considered as if he was Aka Raglov or not? The Gemara seems to bribe Rishayla. In Halacha, it seems that the Halacha is very clear that we paskin you still have to go back to the Shemoneh Esrei. That's the rule we say. No matter when you, even if Eino Aka Raglov, you have to go back to the beginning. So that's the Halacha either way. But the Gemara is still saying, Yerushalmi, you don't have to go back. You go back until Avoda. So the question is there, in this case, what would be in such a case when you don't go back, but you say you completed the Shemoneh Esrei. Says the Gemara. Gemara says, Halacha, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, Yochanan. Ma ayikar b'Torah b'nishtakeh. Yeah, a person was reading the Torah and he became dumb. He wasn't able to speak, became a mute, he couldn't talk. So the person comes, takes his place, to read the Torah, he goes back to where the person began. So you're going to say that he begins where the first person stops. Because the first psukim that you say is a bracha that we say, and when it says lo nafleim, there's no bracha achareyam. The achareyam is bracha achareyam lo nisparchu, and the second part, the second bracha, second psukim have a bracha before and not a bracha after. I have a bracha, excuse me, after the lotus bracha, because they don't have a bracha in front of them. We'll see in the mission. What the basis of this is a cheshbon. When Pesukim are mentioned someplace and not someplace else, there's a cheshbon. So what is the cheshbon? So the Gemara says the cheshbon is that the cheshbon is that we have a base amount of Pesukim. In other words, if Gemara says, but commercially it's not, what's the rule of thumb? Gemara says, if you tell me the Makhshbazi started Mishrishna Spalat Nameless Bracha Reyim, then Akroin Misparach, Rabbi Yam Lumisparach. We have a case where the last Akroin Lumisparach, last Psukim, but the Akroin Lumisparach, but the Halacha, there wasn't a bracha before that. So what's the Halacha? Lumisparach. It says, Torah Shem Tmima, Meshivas Nafesh, therefore she Kula Tmima, she will be Tmima. So therefore, what is he saying? In other words, there is a thing, just like you say, a Tmima is Tamim, is complete, so too, Meshivas Nefesh, you should have. Meshivas Nefesh means that you should have that ability to be able to do what you need to do. But the Pasuk tells them Tmima Meshivas Nefesh should take Kulam Tmima, that the rest of it will be a Tmima, that everything will fall into place. It will all fall into place, and therefore they'll be able to make a bracha lefanov and like a regular be a bracha will cover all the kriyas that you need. Okay, says the Gemara, money we have a brisa. Two people shouldn't be together from a Torah, but and even if only one person translates, even if only one person is translating, so it's really one person that's learning, but together they should not read the Torah. They should not read the Torah. So the Gemara says, what happened? The Gemara says, two people are reading the Torah, shouldn't they even? They shouldn't, even if one person is only translating it, Biach Matargim, halokas, you can't do, two people together can't do. So Gemara says, what's the cheshbon? Why not? Gemara says, Amrav Zira, Mea Bracha, because this is the Bracha. It's the Bracha. This is the Bracha. Mea Bracha. The reason, what's the idea of Mea Bracha? So again, the Gemara, the two Pshatim here, and the Charedim, who say Pshat, what the Gemara means. The Gemara's meaning over here is that he's saying Divrei Kedusha. He's saying Baruch Hashem Mevarech, Hashem Le'olam Vored. So he's saying things that you can use, internalize the Bracha. And it says the reason why we say that you can't recover because of the brachos. So maybe if people are going to come and read together, so then it'll be a disharmony. And therefore, you only want to save one person to save the bracha and not two people. That's the reason why he said before that we don't do it, we don't read it, but outside we don't. But this is the current the point that we have now, that in the matzah that we hear today, where the young people are being mishtatev, and they need to know what to answer a main, what not to answer a main. They need to know which bracha you make by Torah if you're getting an aliyah, one following the other, and then you can't finish the second part of the bracha. These are all things that the Gemara needs to discuss now. The Gemara needs to know some of the Seder Hayom as to where the proper way to start Kriya Shema, where the proper way is where we incorporate things into Shemoneh Esrei. And these are the things that we want to make sure there's no bracha levatala that was saying that doing the right thing. So the Gemara says, Vitali, let's understand this a little bit better. Come to a brisa. You can't have two people translate the Torah, even one person's reading, and two people translating it. Why? Because the Gemara says, if that's so, then istokha meimah na'a bracha. So you can say it's because of the bracha. In other words, it's not, when you say it, the metargum, two people do it, can't do it, one person can do it. So what is saying in the Targum? It's because it's Metargum, because it's the Torah in a different language, it's acceptable. And Mishim Shem Bok Shnekos, Nakosamukas Lukai, and the Akos, the only hatter is when people go in, is to understand that two kolos, you can't enter as one, you can't make out one from the other. And two people sing at the same time, it gets caught up. You can't tell the difference between one and the other. The Gemara said, and that's why over here we apply that you have to do it separately, because there's two separate things that you're going to be doing, and it's not one person can't do both. One person can't do both, because the Gemara says, two people, two sounds, you cannot go ahead, you can't listen to it, people have difficulty listening to it. So therefore, it's only limited to only a few who share that understanding of what it means, the shnei kolos, that you can't be mistaken together. Okay. Mara says, the priest of Bryce that says, you shouldn't have two people read Torah together, and then one person is mistaken. Not the proper way to do it. It says that the proper way, we're talking about the proper way of being able to go ahead. So he says over here that what's a cheshbon is the Rashmi Salu. Look what he says. He says that Michael Shah Vishnu Khama Lahamtala Kol Kakwatam says Hiro Lov Lopakduno Mashum Lo Shabas Alasov Kol Echad It Kuli Muskale the Koisa Bagnavat. And what it says over there, the Rashmi Salu explains, quoting the Gemara over there, that there was an instant where they had an accepted recognition, so therefore they did wait that period of time that they had to be able to go ahead and do so, because they were able to mishtamish, they were able to go ahead and listen to two calls. The bracha that we're talking about, you can't go ahead, each one has to make a bracha themselves. It's not a bracha kasima. The right thing is to do, each one makes a bracha by himself. But if not, we have the two people, they call it mishtamshe. From a kimatan, we are a brisa. Lo yashnaim tatsmel kari. Two people can't translate, and one person should be the reading of it. What's wrong with that? Why should that be a problem? why can't they two people go and mitargen? They can work. They can support each other. Because you can say that it became called the bracha. And one says two reasons. First of all, is the reason that two kolos cannot simultaneously be effective. They can't do what they used to do. That is what the Gemara is telling us. And the Gemara is also saying there's another factor that the Tanya will learn Shnayim Shekam Torah and Mashnayim Eftibin. I will explain what the connection in a moment. Two people can read the Torah together. Two people can't be mafted in Navi. What's the difference? People are familiar with. They understand it. They have a familiarity with the text, the language, and they can correct people if they make a mistake. But they don't have a kiris. They don't have a familiarity in Navi. And therefore, it's the only way we could go ahead and have the words of the Navi done is only if it's done through the as we said before, through the becoming. If you don't have those who are familiar with the Tanakh, those are the people that are able to come and fulfill the tzivui. Says the Pnei Moshe, what this means is that the Gashi is migos atzmi ishul kaklo aglichel mesolir lavativa. Must say that because Dafka, we didn't want to wanted to be able to make sure that he's able to complete what he wanted to do. And if you have Shnei Shnayim Aftirim, he can't complete it because he can't hear it. But the Nevi'im, that they were allowed you to do. So Ravula says, courage, but Torah, people of Mitarvei, because they're not familiar with Navi. That's the Tama Dover of why we have the brachas here, explanations here, even though it's something that needs to be looked into. Says the Gemara, Lo Yisarvin. Must say you can't go ahead and refuse that. You go ahead. You're not supposed to refuse three times. So a person asks you to go ahead and daven for the Shia Tzibur, and you say no, that's acceptable. But when you say no, you're not supposed to refuse. And then as a rule, there are three things that are bad in small amounts and are good in bigger days. And that they have the best of everything. Who is that? Who's the one that does this? So Gemara says, Ashav HaMelech HaSeref, the yeast and salt, and Gemara says, and refuse to serve, refuse to do anything, Gemara says, as a seer, they're the ones who control the door of Yochanan Zakkai, go in or not. And he gave them the key to be able to go ahead and control, to be able to know who gets the refu or not. So Gemara must say, Bechila Mitzarev, first of all, he refused. And then Shnei Batam, the second reason, the third one came, he ran away. What does that mean? It means at the beginning, didn't seem there was any issue. There was nothing at that point. Only later on, it became more apparent that there was a problem, and the Rebbe supported him, and his Rav Vashul supported him. So we say that, therefore, that would be sufficient. So what do we do? What does it mean that the person goes ahead and refused to go listen to it? Shnayim. So the second case where you go mechazik yourself, and the third one is we should run, you should go daven, you should go lead. So the first one is he stays home together with the beginning. He stays home together with the way it's set up in the beginning, and later he has the opportunity to go out and to collect what belongs to him. So you can go to Shani, and if not, you go to Shlishi. But Shlishi, it says, is not able to respond. Shishi Rod's brother, he ran away. There was no opportunity. Says the Gemara. Gemara explains. The Avuna Yazar was sitting on shul. Azal Khan of Atrak Adidagdeo. And he says he saw that the Gabbai went and was pushing people to go up to Davin for the Amud. There was nobody said yes, nobody agreed to. So can't realize it. So what should I do? Nobody wants to do. Gemara says, they said to him, Amar Elazar said to him, Amar like, Lo Yikos Amar, don't be angry at me. I'm not going to go up from davening until I know that you have an inspiration, until you have yours. Gemara says, Elishal didn't am trocha. So we thought we have it wrapped up. We thought we understood. So Gemara says, really what we're saying is different opinions, but really what's coming out at the bottom, which is the Meiri, that the that we're saying that we are giving it in, and we're saying that we should have an ability to retrieve it. As Mar says, Mar says, so what does it say over here? Then who came to do this, a similar idea that was saying, and this Gabi went up and banged for someone to go up and dive it. But nobody listened to him. So Sefer also the Rabbi Elazar, came from Rabbi Elazar, and he said, Gemara says, the Averos, Gemara says, he sent him, he told him, go to Rabbi Elazar. He sent him word to Rabbi Elazar. He says, who says, my Rabbi, he said, my master should not be angry. You go up to this project and go up to this thing and understand that I didn't feel inspired. I didn't feel I was right to Mekabel. So Hashem said to him, don't worry about that. I'm not angry with you. But Krav, Gemara says, go back, and at least that part you have to go back and to say that now you'll be able to go ahead and to finish. But it's interesting how he ends up. Gemara says that I don't feel I want to do. Gemara says, Lesser says, I'm not late. So don't be angry. It's not up to us. I don't feel inspired to do it. So I said to him, I was not angry with you at all. You rule on all of Sodom, which is all yours. It all belongs to you. So I really shouldn't have forced you, but because it's all yours anyway. So therefore, that's what it means. It's whatever he was telling him, what he meant to say by him, by Shev al Taser, that is what he meant at the time. Okay. Says the Gemara that we're talking about a case of the Betitei Ishtaka Befnaya. Gemara says the person was davening Mincha, and Gemara said, he's doing that, it was stopped by, blocking the view of, Gemara says, of a beautiful scenery. Gemara says, what did he do? Gemara says he has to go ahead and everything has to be included. So Gemara says that the, so what do we do over here? He didn't know what to do. When he heard the bracha of Asher Yatzar, he was confused, he was confined. It was always been something that he knew about, but he didn't know. It's not, he's like a tinnish nishba. So Mela, therefore, in that case, he's telling you that don't be angry with me, because he says he wanted to Makawa from me, he wanted to go ahead and find out where the thing was. He didn't want to tell him. So when he saw that Elazar was a neighbor, and it was so quick for Elazar to come and to visit, don't be angry. I shouldn't go up to Davin until I feel inspired. I'm not inspired. I'm late. If you were not angry, but you would rather it's someone who was atrich you, someone who's bothering you. That is what the pasuk is referring to, into Nogaya, into Mechazi Gitfilo. A good expression of when and where you Mechayev to be able to Gitfilo. Says the Gemara. Gemara makes a statement. Gemara says that the what was the case over here? The Gemara says. Gemara says the case is where the all the people, the Betuye is the Shem Hashem, Ishtakah Bufnaya, they opened it up with a fraya. There are different ways to get the attention. Gemara said, what he did, he said in the bracha, when he said the picnic, you have to do the last day, you have to do Elio. You don't have to do this. So Mela, Alkom Bishalah of Amon, they came and they went in front of Amon. They wanted to know what they should do. Gemara says, Amalei, Ababin, Mishem of Yishum and Levi. They should have talked to Yaskim, Mishem of Mishapasa, the one who got up to Davin. So therefore, should begin from where they left off. That's what he should do. So don't worry about the any of the hefsik. Don't worry about any of that. If you're doing it for that purpose, it's only for the beginning part. And the Gemara says, "Left to Yaakov Makom Shabbat." You continue where you left off. Amar Levi, see, continue with the stay with the Mishnah. One place here it says we go by the Basar Chilo. We go. We make there's enough meat between the two sides. And here we're saying we make a compromise. We can make a pshara. But tonight, Taminon Maskel Abrocha Mishtozu. Gemara says, "We look at the Mishnah when you start making the bracha. Which bracha do you start from?" So Gemara says, "The bracha I start from is the bracha of Or, beginning of Yotzer. Amaloyim Mekivon Shashayim Mekedusha. Once you see that there is a din of Kodesh, Hakemoshi Tchilas Yofel Good, like the case we saw of a Kohen that's beginning to put together the roots of his next venture." To do what he wants to do, this purchase. He tells him, therefore, Av Kavana, it should be Modem and Shaitan. Could you say that these always have you in mind, and all your entertaining abilities should be able to go ahead and finish this before the new bracha begins, and be able to continue the tradition of the 18 brachos a day, as we started with the beginning of brachos.